Thanksgiving Day is behind us. It's over. Maybe there's not even any turkey left over. But yet, I don't want Thanksgiving to be over. A thankful heart, I want it to carry on throughout the year. And there's a few things. Here's the title that I would like to give what I want to share. It's two words: in everything. But before we get there, I want to look at just some reminders that help me to be thankful all the time. And one of those, as we mentioned it last week, Paul, when he was talking to them on Mars Hill, he gave them these things. He giveth life and breath and all things. This is what God gives to those that don't know him. And we recognize that he gives it to us that do know him. He also said to them, in him we live, we move, and we have our being. Physically, spiritually, it's because of him that we're able to do these things. And I was thinking of a verse of song. It says, my life, when I can really believe this from my heart, my life and breath are in thy hand, my joys and all I know. I live and I breathe at thy command. And what does it cause me to do then? Shall I leave thee? No. And there's a verse over in Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. I want to remember, even though Thanksgiving Day is past, I have so much to be thankful for. And I appreciate the Lord's blessings to us. And I remembered about Nebuchadnezzar, how the Lord was to work with him. You know, we can come to a place if we're not careful. I think that's one thing that is a good thing about us coming to service often. It helps us to remember who we are and who God is. To somebody out in the world, they can start feeling like, you know what, I've had success because I went to school and I'm smart and I made the right decisions and now I'm wealthy. But we need to remember what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. You know, the Lord spent some special time with Nebuchadnezzar to bring him down to a place. You know, it was something to me. Remember, God gives life, breath, and all things. And by the time Nebuchadnezzar was through with the class that he went through, he was praising and extolling God. He was recognizing how great God is. And I think that is valuable for us today. I'm glad that I come to service. I'm glad that we have our times of just reading in the Word of God, because it reminds me of who I am. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We're his people. We're the sheep of his pasture, and he blesses us in that. I want to look at a verse over in Romans. This verse came to me this morning because this is what happens to people that don't recognize what we get to see as we come to service. In Romans 1 and 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. You know, people out in the world have the same opportunity to see this beautiful sunshine today, and some of them may never even attribute it to God. Just glad that it's not colder, or glad that it's not cloudy today. And we all have an opportunity that when they knew God, when it was available for them to be able to recognize God in it, it says they didn't glorify him as God. But then it has this little, It has this little piece in there. Why would you put somebody that does not even glorify God with their life, why would you mention this little piece? Neither were they thankful. How does that even correlate? It does a whole lot. Because you know what? If I see these things and they don't cause me to think about God or to thank him for what he has done, then I come to a place where I'm not thankful either. And I want to be very careful. Neither were thankful. And then those verses go on down to talk about some terrible conditions that people have gotten themselves into. But it has this little attachment to they weren't thankful. You know what? If I will be thankful for what God has given me, health, strength, I tell you, I thank him for helping my back. You know what? All he's got to do is leave it in that condition, and I can be in a place where I can't even get out of bed. We have so much to be thankful for. But here's what I want to talk about today. In everything, because we mentioned last week about this stream of thanks, and if I just examine, you know, this is a place where I don't measure myself by you or somebody else, but I just check and see, how thankful am I? How often do I return? How does the stream of thanks in my life back to God, how does it look? Does it flow well sometimes? Sometimes is it dried up? And here's what I want to look at. If only in good times this stream of thanks is flowing. You know, we all have troubled times pretty regularly. It comes into our life. And if thanks dries up at that time, then we've got spells where it flows freely. We've got spells where it's gone. But this in everything, you know, we sing the song, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. We can take it all to God and come back with thanksgiving for what he does. And I just want to mention this little, the things that have happened this past week. Last week, I got to, after I came back from Germany, I had some euros and I'll set them back to save them because I won't need them again for next, till next year. And I put them back somewhere. I don't know if you want to call it misplaced or lost. Lost means it's gone, but it was somewhere. I just don't remember where I put it. And I looked all the places that I should have put it and it wasn't there. And I thought, you know what? There is no telling where I put that. It's gone. So I started asking, Lord, Lord, would you know exactly where it is. Would you please help me with that to be able to find it? And I'll try to be more careful to remember where I left it next time. And I came to a place and found it. It was right there. You know what happened to my stream of thanks? It was flowing bank to bank. Oh, thank you, Lord. I don't know how I would ever look there. I know you helped me out. So stream of thanks in my life was just flowing. It was flowing freely. But you know, it can dry up in a day's time. Because in the same week, I went to Choctaw, maybe 10 miles from here, one evening, and I bought a massage chair. And I bought it, and I rode home with it. And when I got home, I realized that you're supposed to take the headrest off because it can blow off. And it did blow off. But you know what? I've got this relationship going between me and the Lord. He helped me find the euros. So the next morning at daylight, I traveled the road back to Choctaw. You know what happened? I'm still without a headrest. So, we have these times of it's flowing. If he always gave me everything I wanted, you know what? I would start taking it for granted. But these are just little bitty things. They get to be bigger things than that. So I look at that. How do I keep thanks flowing all the time? There's this song, what he does not keep you from, he will take you through. Just in little things, in big things. How can I still have thanks at a time like that? You know, there is something called grace that is a gift from God. And it is something that God gives us at the time that he doesn't give us what we want. Grace to be able to accept what he puts into our lives. Those are small things. But here's another thing that he puts in. Song number 108. Though I walk in ways unknown, I'm never left alone. For the Lord will not forsake me while I do his will. But whatever may be tied, he is walking by my side, and by this, I know he loves me still. That is what can keep this flowing of thanksgiving. Lord, whenever it's so easy to thank him when he's given me what I want, but also to be able to thank him for the grace that I need at the times that I don't get what I want. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And we tell him exactly how we'd like to have it. I would like for you to do it this way. But I want to tell you something that helps me with Thanksgiving is to realize how close-sighted I am. I cannot see into the next minute of whether this thing is my answer to prayer would be good for me or not good for me. When I can come to the place that I can give him thanks for however it something happens, because I say, Lord, you have allowed it to be this way. So let's go to the verse. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. So our title is In Everything. This is a challenge of this verse. In everything, give thanks. For this, you ever ask the Lord, Lord, I'd love to know what your will is concerning this. He's just going to tell us what his will is right here. In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Everything, give thanks. How do we go about doing that? I look at Job when his wife came to him, when he's got so many difficulties in his life, and she tells him, gave him some advice. Are you going to still hold your integrity? You ought to curse God and die. And you know what? Job had a little picture of what we're wanting to talk about today. He said, what shall we receive good at the hand of the Lord, and shall we not receive evil? Am I going to always just, Lord, if you'll give me the things I want, I'll be happy. But if you don't give them to me, I'm going to be down. So he was saying, am I going to receive the good things, but I'm not willing to receive the bad? When things go well and when they don't. There's another one in Ephesians 5 and 20. Giving thanks always for all things. And you may still remember this. Brother Marty in a message was telling us, he said, I was home one morning fixing my breakfast and I buttered up some bread and somehow I bumped it and he said it went flipping and hit the floor. And I looked down and it was butter side up. He said, thank you, Jesus. You know, you can do that. If you walk in real close to the Lord, you can just have praise come instantly to you. Thank you, Jesus, for this. You care about all things in my life. Picked it up, set it on the counter, turned around, bumped it again. It went flipping and landed on the floor, butter side down. He said, you know what? That's how life does. And you can thank him for one and you can thank him for the other. The first one was that the butter didn't get stuck to the floor. The second was, Lord, you caused something. What's the verse? If any man be in Christ, he'll be a new creature. That's what we thank the Lord for on the second time. That nothing came to my mind wrong to say when the butter stuck to the floor. And those are just little bitty things. But there is some bigger ones that can hit. There was a big one that hit Daniel. And really the three Hebrews, and it wasn't just them. There were a lot of people taken captive at that time. But I look at Daniel, a slave in a foreign land. What do you have to be thankful for then? It would be real easy to say, you remember there was a time where the children of Israel had been taken captive, and the people in that land said, sing us one of your songs that you used to sing. We used to hear those songs, and they were so good. Would you sing one of them? What did they say? How can I sing a song in a strange land? We hung our harps on the willow trees. We said, in our heart, we said, Lord, I'm hanging it up. I'll be thanking you. I'll be singing those praise songs to you as soon as you get me out of this difficulty. You know what? That's easy for us to do too. Lord, I tell you what, I'll have a song again as soon as you bring me out of this trouble. But Daniel, when it is said, you don't pray to anybody but the king for 30 days. And Daniel still opens up his window and he prays to the Lord. And there's just a little clip in there that says something about what his praise was. He said he prayed and gave thanks three times a day. Gave thanks for what? He knows that in just a little bit, he will be in the lion's den. Unless God helps him out. But his thanksgiving is what ours can be today. Lord, I'm so thankful that you didn't stay in Jerusalem when I came here as a captive. He came along with me. I look at Joseph. 13 years is what I can count up that he was a captive. 13 years of his life given up from a time back there when his desire was to live right back there. His desire through it all was to live right. What did he say when he was tempted? How can I do this great sin and sin again? How can I do this and sin against God? And yet I feel like that all through those times, he had that given to God. Daniel had it given to God. What can we have today that can cause thanks to just keep on flowing? It's found over in Hebrews 13. And I want to always keep this close by. Let your conversation be without covetous, 13:5. Be content with such things as you have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'll be with you all the way. So when we're having troubles come our way, how can we still be thankful? What can we be thankful for? I found this song, looked at it. It says, thank you for the valley that I walked through today. The darker the valley, the more I learn to pray. Have you found that in your life? You know, when difficult times come, I find I spend a whole lot more time calling on the Lord. I realize I can't do anything about this situation, Lord. I need you to help me out with it. The darker the valley, the more I learn to pray. I found you where the lily's blooming, by the way, and I thank you for the valley that I walked through today. It says, life cannot be all sunshine or the flowers would die. Rivers would be desert, all barren and dry. You know, I want sunshine in my life all the time. I want good things. I don't want cloudy, stormy days in my life. But it says the rivers would be desert, all barren and dry. Life cannot be all blessings, or there would be no need to pray. You know, how often would we go back in prayer? We'd have nothing else to ask him for. It's all good all the time. Life can't be all blessings, or there'd be no need to pray. So I thank you for the valley that I walked through today. We can have thanksgiving for the difficult times because I've got this promise. God is walking with me. And I look back over the difficult times that Cheryl went through, and I think she could have sing this song, thank you for the valley that I'm going through today. She was able to come to a place where she said, you know what? I believe God has put this in my life as the means of carrying me over to heaven. And I thank him because he has promised. That verse there, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I still have it hanging on my wall at home because she needed it. She got it. I need it myself. And you know, we can each one have that promise. Difficult times come. I thank him. I try to thank him when all the good things come into my life. I don't want to take them for granted. But today what I want us to do is Thanksgiving is over. The good meal is past. But now we got days out ahead of us. Difficult times are going to happen to all of us. What can I be thankful for? What's going to keep this stream of thanks flowing in my life? Because it says that God, Jesus, is watching it. He cares about it. When he did something for the 10 lepers and only one came back, he noticed it. And I want to be able to give thanksgiving. It's going to be a help to me as well as to God to be able to see. Lord, I thank you that you have promised to go with me through this time. I think of the others. Think of Sister Nita now. You know what? She's got difficult times out ahead. She makes decisions. But yet you can have this consolation. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I can go back, she can go back to the Lord and say, thank you for that promise. There are some verses that I want us to think about. Psalms 136. And several of these, Psalms 136 has, first verse, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. That's why I need to give thanks to the Lord. He is good. And he's good all the time. Whether it's what I call good or not, to just have this assurance in my mind, he's good and he's doing good for me. His mercy endureth forever. So I'm glad he's good. So does he always put what I call good things in my life? There's a verse over in Psalms. This one is in 84 and 11. He said he's going to put good things in my life. This sounds great. 84 and 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord is going to give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Now that's sounding better and better. I want to keep that verse right there. He's going to give me all good things in my life. Okay, got one more verse. Psalms 119. So no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Psalms 119 and 71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted. What does it say? No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. It's a good thing that I have been afflicted. Not so much just sickness only, but when difficult times come to us, that I could be able to see, you know what? God could be sending some things in my life to cause some discontent to bubble to the top or something to come to the surface, that I would be able to recognize it. It is good that I have been afflicted. So I look at this. Jesus left an example for us to follow. It's found over in Matthew. And you know what? I want to always remember this when we have ordinance service. He left an example for me to follow. 26 and 27. He took the cup. You know, that cup is a picture of he's fixing to shed his blood for us. He took the cup and he gave thanks. What would you give thanks if you were Jesus and you know it, you're a few hours away from dying on the cross, and you can give thanks? You know, I believe his thanks reached out to us today. God, I want to tell you thanks for the plan that you have made, that when I give myself as a sacrifice, it'll be available for everybody till this thing closes out in eternity. His thanks was that it would reach down to me today if I would take advantage of it. I am very thankful for that. So then comes the verse. We hear it. We probably said it as a memory verse. Romans 8 and 28. We don't even have to go there to know what it is. And we know that all things work together for good. So what was this good that we were talking about? No good thing will he withhold from those that walk uprightly. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I need to have that verse just going over and over in my mind when difficult times come. I don't have any trouble with it when everything's going good. When my car starts in the morning, you know, you can wake up in the morning and everything is good, ready to go to work. I think Irma's had this. Ready to go to work and you turn your key and the car doesn't start. You know how fast you can go from your stream flowing. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've given me. What is our song? I have a roof up above me. I have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table. I got shoes on my feet, but my car won't start. So I forget all those other things and I'm sitting there distressed. But I look at these things. I can give thanks because, Lord, you are here with grace. Divine influence that works almost more for me whenever I'm in difficult times than the need for when everything's going well. Grace, a divine influence that works in my life that I can say, Lord, I want to thank you for this one also. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. So this next week, and so you know what? My headrest is still gone. But you know what? I found me a pillow that sits in there just pretty good and works for me. So Gary was telling me, he said, Dad, Cheryl's mom's going to go buy one. He said, I'm going to remember to take the headrest off before I bring it home. I said, don't worry about it. You don't have to stress. If it blows off, I've got another pillow that we can put on there. You know, that's just one thing, but we can have a bunch of things happen in our life that stress us out. Or we can say, Lord, I'm thankful that you have said you will be here with me. Now, here's a verse before we close. In Romans, because you know what, this is one thing to talk about it here in service. And it's another thing to put it into practice. We're going to need the Lord's help to be able to do it. Romans in the 12th chapter, starting with the first verse. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know what that's really kind of saying is, Lord, I just give you myself. You can do with me however you want. You can send good times, you can send bad times. But you know, I'm going to need something a little bit more to help me. Look at this next verse. Be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, I'm going to need my mind renewed when troubled times come to even think about this thing. Something that God is allowing. By the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We just had a verse a while ago that says, this is the will of God, that in everything give thanks, that we be able to do it. To do that, I'm going to need to have my mind renewed, because too often when the distress comes, the last thing I'm thinking about is giving thanks to God for it and Him being willing to be with me. There's one more that I want to look at for just a little bit. It's in the first chapter of Philippians. When I read this, it's a challenge to me. Philippians 1 and 3. Paul is saying to the Philippian church, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. So whenever he thinks of the church in Philippi, those folks in that congregation, it causes thanks to well up in his mind to God. Here's a challenge. Do I live so that when my name comes up into somebody's mind, now we've said we thank God in everything. Do they thank God in remembrance of me? Or do they thank God that there's grace to be able to put up with me? You know what? That's a challenge. His testimony of those in the Philippians, that just whenever I think about you, I start thanking God for you. And I say, Lord, help me to live in a place to where people are going to think about us. Mm-hmm. What are they thinking? Are they thinking, thank you, Lord, for who they are? They've been such a help to me and an encouragement to me. Or, Lord, you put it, what is it? Lord, I understand there's a verse there that says, no good thing you withhold. And you've put him in my life. And it was good for me that I had been afflicted, because I start calling on you. You know what? It can go either way. The remembrance of me. Yes. So for us each one, in everything, give thanks. Maybe it's not thanks that, Lord, you did it exactly like I wanted. You know, we're talking about eternity and something that will never end. And I need to have a confidence in God that, you know what, he has to put some things in my life that will sometimes get my attention. And it's not the good things that will do it so much as a little trouble that comes to me. When it comes, let me give thanks to him. Lord, you see more than I do that I need this. And I want to be able to come back with thanksgiving to you. I am thankful that we can have a stream of thanks when things are going well and when they're not going well, because he has promised to go with us through it. That is all your prayers.